Lexington's next mayor, Linda Gorton, is big on collaboration and keeping lines of communication open. Those were key themes in her campaign for the city's top post. To that end, WUKY's Josh James sat down with the former vice mayor to chat about her plans as she takes on the new job.
For the record, Linda Gorton is cool with casual interviews, and that's why you might hear some microphone fumbling and, yes, an occasional lawnmower in the background of our talk. Because, well, we didn't venture far from her home base. We spoke Wednesday just after she was beginning to field more than 100 text messages that flooded in the night before.
I am sitting across from Lexington's mayor-elect, Linda Gorton, in her house, no less. She is coming off of a decisive victory Tuesday night. Give us a taste of what was going through your mind while you watched those returns come in.
Well, for one thing, there were so many people at my party, I wasn't seeing the returns. And the only thing I knew was that every now and then there would be a big, gigantic cheer. And so, but as they later, as I saw the returns, I was really stunned by the margin of the win. It was huge. And I didn't expect that. I expected it to be a much closer race. So that was the number one surprise for me. And number two is that I just was so excited by the reaction and the result of the people's vote. And it really confirmed some things for me that I think were important. And one of those was that I think our community now recognizes good experience and good leadership experience. People know me, they know what I've done. And the other thing was, it was kind of a confirmation of their belief in our nonpartisan system. And that was great.
You had a high-profile endorsement from the sitting mayor, Jim Gray, just weeks out from the election. Things did get a little bit more political as well, as you mentioned, despite the nonpartisan nature of the race. How much effect, if any, do you feel like that had on the ultimate outcome?
Jim Gray is a very well-liked mayor, and he's been a very successful mayor. So that was very large for me in terms of an endorsement. I really welcomed it and thought it was wonderful, and I suspect it carried a lot of weight with many people. So there was some things that went on in the campaign about veering off from the nonpartisan mandate that we are given by our charter, and I never went there. I thought that we needed to take the high road, stay on the nonpartisan campaign, and help people understand that I have always worked for everyone, and I never knew or cared what their party registration was. So that's the way it's supposed to be on this local level. And all local communities aren't like that. Some are partisan, like Louisville. They run on a party ticket. But for Lexington, whose voters approved this back in the early 70s when we merged, they wanted us to be nonpartisan. And so I stuck to that, and I think it's a good thing.
You have laid out your blueprint for what you call a 21st century Lexington. What is first on the to-do list?
Well, once the inauguration has happened and I take office, I want to focus right away on the opioid addiction problem we have here, because it will impact crime, and we've got to get a handle on it. We've got to start getting the right people at the table and approach it with many voices and perspectives, or we're not going to fix it. And so that's first. Of course, if you take a step back, between now and the inauguration, I need to get my transition team in order and start working with the current administration to have a very smooth transition in government.
You are going to need that staff in order to enact that 21st century Lexington vision. Do you anticipate a lot of holdovers from the Gray administration, or will we see some turnover?
I think we'll see some turnover. We may see some people who stay, but you know, an administration, a mayor, always want to have the right people in the right positions. So we'll see a little bit of each.
You mentioned opioids. Do you feel like that is overall the biggest challenge facing Lexington as you take office?
I think it is definitely at the top of the list, but there's one other thing I want to be laser focused on right away, and that is our fiscal situation. Our revenues are flat, and we need to pay attention to that. So I'll be working hard with our Commissioner of Finance and our job and economic development approach, because we have to stay fiscally strong.
Do you plan to consult with former mayors about this job? And so far, what have they told you about what to expect?
Yes. I don't pretend to know everything. And one of my strengths is bringing other people to the table and getting other people's opinions. And I already have a really good working relationship with several former mayors. So that will be very important, especially as I transition forward. And when we have tricky issues that come up, I think relying on experience for opinions can be a good thing. I'm not sure what kind of advice they'll give me. I know that I talked yesterday with former Mayor Pam Miller, and we've already chatted about what it's like to become mayor and what it does to your life and to how you need to operate in the community. And, of course, you lose any anonymity you ever had, even going to Kroger. So, you know, I just need to put all those things in perspective and realize life will change a little bit.
Do you find that prospect daunting?
Not really. I'm used to that. As vice mayor, I would go throughout the community. I would have people come up to me and say, "You look just like your picture," and they would want to talk to me. So, no, it won't be daunting. I think it will be fine.
Come January, we have a new legislative session getting underway. What priorities do you plan to push for in Frankfort?
Well, one of the things I want to do is talk with our council and have a concerted effort together to go forward on that. And, you know, Commerce Lexington, University of Kentucky, Keeneland, all those entities and more, they have their own legislative agendas. And one of the things that I've been interested in is having more of an agenda for the legislature that is cohesive among Fayette County. And to be sure we're all talking with each other and going forward, I don't know yet what my personal agenda items will be, but I'm in the process of learning about what these other entities have going on that they want to push for in the legislature.
Well, I've been chatting with Lexington's next mayor, Linda Gorton, about her plans going forward. Thanks for sitting down with us.
Thank you so much. It's great to see you, Josh, and I'm sure we'll talk more in the future.